This is the HopeCast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Movie Torture, where we watch bad movies so you don't have to. Join with me, as always, the fearless leader, our true boss, the first lady of Movie Torture, Hannah. We have Mr. The Go-To Podcasting, Mr. Fun Dip, Brad, and with me as the voice of the intro, Mr. Podfather, and our ever elusive, but always here, but never seen, Mr. MTD. Join us as we get to watch Urban Legends. What's up, everybody?
Hey, Jacob. I feel like this is Hannah's show at this point, and we're just her band of merry gentlemen.
We're just peons. Yeah, we're just a peons.
Hannah and her band of merry gentlemen.
New album dropping next week.
She should just do the intros. We should have Hannah do the intro.
I love Jacob's intros too much.
I do love them too much. Although
instead of Movie Torture should be just called Hannah and the Two Knuckleheads.
Three Knuckleheads.
Oh, there is three of us, right. Yes, but he's elusive.
I just want to hear Hannah go, "Welcome to Movie Torture. I'm here with my little buddy, Brad. And how's it going, Brad?"
You're already wrong. My little buddy, Fun Dip.
My little buddy, Fun Dip. Been dipping in your fun lately, Brad. I like how we're razzing poor Raj, and he's not here anymore.
Bless. Rip.
I said it like he's gone and he's perished. Yeah, he's still alive.
That
was very morbid.
We're not dancing on the grave of Roger.
No. He's a legend.
Good to see you guys.
An urban legend, one might say.
If you have a producer who wears a Hawaiian shirt, your show could be over in an instant.
Wow.
Hey.
The Gary Legend. What movie are we doing today? We're doing Urban Legends, all right?
Urban Legend.
From 1998?
Yeah.
Or 9?
8. 98.
Hannah, will it surprise you to know I went and saw this in the movie theater?
Not at all.
No.
I think I'm more shocked when you have not seen a movie in the theater.
Hey. Here's the real question. When you left the theater, before you got in your car, did you check the back seat?
We have a sponsor tonight, Jacob. Hannah, we have a sponsor to the show, and I've got to read this. Next month, y'all are going to read the sponsors, but tonight I'm going to read this one. Jacob, Hannah, is the one in your back seat a 3 or a 10? Have you ever wondered, do you have a 3 or a 10 in the back seat? It might be an MTD problem. Who's in your back seat?
In my back seat.
Is that a 3? Don't we put no 3s in your back seat, Brett.
When I drove for Uber.
Yeah. Shouldn't you know before you drive off if you got a 3 or a 10 in the back seat? Well, we have a new sponsor here at the show. It's called The Final Glance, trademarked. The rearview mirror that shows the whole back seat. Because whether if it's a hottie or a naughty, surprises are overrated. The final glance. Look back before it gets awkward.
I like it.
I like it. Hannah, will you be putting the final glance in your car?
Although.
They would have to pay me, and they would have to send me the product for free.
What?
The final glance. Know the type of junk that's in your trunk.
Hey.
Hey. I'm gonna get the final glance.
If that's what they call, send you, need them in your house too, not just in your car.
Yeah,
it's true.
We're all gonna be those. The final glance is like when old people wear those big shades that cover their whole face. You know, you see everything. That's what the Violent Lance looks like in your car. It's really huge. You're like, oh, well, that person, they must be putting people in their back seat a lot.
Oh, they're worried about people being in their back seat.
MTD got rid of the Subaru.
He did.
And he put the final... You didn't know that, Hannah?
No. What did he get?
Yeah, he's no longer supporting Pride, but he... That's you know, good.
Hopefully now he won't fall.
He finally got fed up with Fun Dip always making fun of him about his Subaru.
I would send MTD memes or reels about Subarus probably once a week to twice a week. That's and awesome. I can't do it anymore. Because he doesn't have it. He drives a Honda Pilot now.
Pilot, okay. Send your reels to me. I've got a friend who drives a Subaru. I'll pass him along.
Okay,
I'll
good.
Keep the good work awesome. On.
I will, Hannah, but the problem with you is we'll text and you don't respond until like 5, 6, 7 days later. So I'm like, you're like my only friend who never responds to my text for like, we'll make, and then Hannah, you'll know when she reads them, because then she'll start blowing it up, going, oh man, that's funny.
The problem is, see, my voice teacher called me out on this, because he's like, you know, us old people, when someone texts us, we respond, like, immediately. He said, you young people are not like that. I'm like, the problem is that I have 43 messages unread, and it's overwhelming, and so I just don't respond to any of them.
But yeah, but until I need to, instantly, you would have that problem.
No, it's because they would keep texting me back, and I would just constantly be on my phone, that's and I true. Don't want to.
I mean, that's
smart. I like
that's
your true. Restraint, but we should be yes. when you do not disturbs. We should be on the allowed text.
See, very, very few people are allowed through the do not disturb.
I have a do not disturb only allow. MTD, Jacob, Max, and Kristen.
Not you?
And Hannah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I don't ever put my phone on Do Not Disturb.
I keep it there so, at all times.
I know. You're always like that, but I'm like, I'm going to send it anyway because I know in a week she'll respond to me. It'll be fun.
But you know she'll eventually respond.
She'll eventually respond, yes. And I'm glad she responded today. Because we got big plans in November that we're excited about. And we'll share a little bit about that at the end of the show.
Ooh.
But, yeah, Hannah, we got big plans. But let's get into the urban legend for a few reasons. One, I'm hungry. And two, I want to get into urban legends.
Can I jump right into the beginning here? Because I think there's a big misunderstanding that starts off in this movie. So she's driving around the car. She's singing her song, Turn Around, which was great. The reason, I don't think this girl in the first part was supposed to die. I don't.
What?
Really? Hold on. I had three reasons why she needed to die.
I think the car, this person was just using the car to get to the college. So she could get to the college, or the person could get to the college. She killed this girl because how horrendous her singing was and couldn't take it anymore and was being tortured. It was like, it's time for you to go.
That was one of my reasons. I'm like, your singing alone makes you worthy of a very bloody death.
Well, first off, the movie was $14 million, made $72 million.
Good
Second,
night.
Hannah, that's we wild.
Yes.
Is well, we forgot to ask you, what's this movie about? So the listeners know where we're dealing with here.
Well... It's your typical, let's see, what was the movie we did a couple weeks ago? No, I feel like I this is really, summer. Really similar to, I Know What You Did Last Summer, very similar. So basically, if you have seen I Know What You Did Last Summer, you don't really need to watch this movie. Someone ends up dying in a car, and she knows... She is known by a girl on a college campus, and then all of a sudden, all these other people around this girl start dying. They're getting murdered, but nobody believes it. And so she's just running for her life the whole movie and makes poor decisions the whole movie, as one does in a horror movie. And in the end, you just find out that the killer is a girl, again, who her boyfriend was killed in a car accident, again. And then, in the end, she doesn't even die when you think she's dead. Again, there's no body. So it's basically the same as I Know What You Did Last Summer.
That was the best synopsis I've heard in a long time.
That was the best. I liked it. That was my favorite synopsis from Hannah. Urban Legend was fresh off the hotness of Scream and I Know What You Did Last Summer. It's not a terror. It's not like, I mean, you're right. You summed it up really well, but it doesn't make sense why we're killing this girl in the opening scene. I don't understand why she's getting murdered other than her bad singing, but well, she passes a lit gas station. I mean, it was lit.
It was.
And did now she stops
even
at the...
though she was on E? No, that was another reason she deserved to die swiftly, because she was being irresponsible on top of not looking at the road.
Well, you slept while driving, Hannah, so there's not a lot of...
Yes.
You can't really sling
arrows. That was kind of outside of my control. She was willingly, fully consciously choosing to take her eyeballs off the road and fully turn around and look in the back seat. That she should have died for that.
Okay, so she stops at this weird gas station with the guy that was played Chucky in the Child's Play movies.
Oh, really?
And he's like, yeah, he's the voice of Chucky. And he's like, they took me to back seat. Like, I felt sorry for this man. Why did they choose to make him special? Yeah, like,
he wasn't special. He just had a speech impediment. But it's because if he didn't have that speech impediment, she would have been saved.
The movie's over. Right.
Yeah. No need to continue.
But here's the thing. PSA in this movie, this is why you shouldn't judge people or think they're weird without really getting to know them. Because here the guy was trying to save her life, but she was a terrible, horrible, judgmental person.
She was. She didn't even ask him why he locked her in the building.
Nope. Just
she didn't ask why the phone lines had been cut. If she had just stopped to ask.
I mean, a lot of this would have been avoided if he could have just wrote down on a sheet of paper, hey, can you come in? There's someone in your back seat.
Maybe he can't write. I don't know.
Maybe he has a writing impediment.
I kept wanting to say, spit it out.
What is with these movies? And Hannah's already touched on this in the intro of why is these movies always start off that the whole movie could be solved in 2.5 seconds in the very beginning scene, but they just go out of their way to make sure that can't happen.
Yep. From now on, if somebody's dying in a car accident, I'm just like, I'm automatically going to assume that's the reason the whole movie's happening and that it is a loved one of that person who is the murderer. I'll just make that assumption from the beginning and I won't need to watch the rest of the movie.
But this girl wasn't even connected to them, right?
Yes, she was.
Yes, she is.
She just went to school with her. No, she just went to school with her.
No.
She was in the vehicle.
They did an Urban Legend.
With the other girl. That's why she died first. She 100% deserved.
So they do a full flashback where that girl was driving the car and they did the ride with your lights off Urban Legend. And the crazy girl's boyfriend like signaled him with his high beam. So they flipped around, were chasing him, goofing around. And he lost control of his car and died.
Yeah.
Okay. This movie is very dark. Like, I mean, not dark. It's dark. Like, just the look of it is dark.
Yeah.
The quality is very poor. Like, it's a very poor, like, dark quality, this movie.
I mean, it only cost $14
million. This movie made a ton, man. This movie spawned, like, two more sequels. I mean, this movie was on it when it came to it.
They went out and got that bread real quick.
They did. But the girl in this movie...
Not just a half loaf, either.
No, they got a full not loaf. Half loaf.
The girl in this movie, I knew her as the Noxzema girl. Rebecca Gayheart is her name. She was big in Noxzema commercials before this. What?
Such a bad last
name. Rebecca Gayheart? Yeah, it is a bad last name. MTD.
She got picked on in school.
I don't like the last name Gayheart. So she was the Noxzema girl, and she was very attractive. So like we were like, oh man, you see the Noxzema girls in this movie. We got to go watch it. Like, we need to see this.
I'm really concerned about your movie choosing tactics when you were a kid, Brad.
But looking back, not as a... Fun dip
That's
gay
exactly
heart.
What oh I was God. Thinking, but I wasn't going to say it.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny, MTD. That's so funny I forgot to laugh.
Oh, here comes the Subaru memes again.
You know what? Subaru memes for you the rest of the year. No. She was not, looking back on her, I don't understand the fascination with her. And they make a Noxzema joke in this movie.
They do.
At the end. Hannah, you wouldn't have caught it because you were too young. But I think they're like, doesn't she look like the girl from the Noxzema commercials or something like that, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
It was stupid. They just added it in. They also made a Dawson's Creek joke with Joshua Jackson.
They did.
When he gets in the car to take her, he's the Damon, the fun guy. And he goes, I don't want to wait. And he slams it off. That's the theme song to the show he was on at the time. So they were like,
that's cool.
They were making, I'm dropping trivia and didn't even look it up. I just was like, Max, Max watched this with me. And I was like, man, he was on a TV show. And Max, like, I don't care. But so his character was a good character in this movie.
Yeah.
Not enough of him.
He killed him off too early. He made me hate him, though. I did hate him.
Yeah, but he was funny when he was making up the story and he said, he goes, she had a syndrome.
As soon as he said that, I was like, boy. If you say
said she had AIDS or something, cancer?
She had a syndrome.
She had a syndrome.
Said, he didn't say exactly why. But I was just waiting for him to say something about Down. I'm like, you can't, sir, don't say anything.
Yeah. What did you think about the star of the movie, the redhead?
Yeah.
When you say Jacob, are you referring to looks or her character in the movie?
No, just like her character acting was horrendous. It was bad.
She was kind of bland. She was giving
very
bland. What's her name? Kristen from Twilight.
Who? Kristen from Twilight? Oh, she was giving off Kristen Stewart vibes?
Yeah. Just like, bleh.
Yeah. I agree. There was a special character in this movie that had my heart in this movie, but not her.
Who?
my fellow Gothians.
Oh, I could not stop thinking about you, Jacob.
Let me tell you this. I was so disappointed in this movie because if I would have known as goth little Jacob, okay, that there was an online dating white site for just goth people, man, my life would have been different.
Like, was it? Probably not in a good way.
Did I say Kristen Stewart? I don't know. Kristen Davis.
I said the wrong one.
I was watching the scene about Jacob because this girl comes on there and she's like, any hot guy, goth guys. She doesn't even care to see what they look like.
Yeah.
She's just like, come over. I mean, she shows up at the door. You're playing Russian roulette. You could show up with a 2 or a 10.
Yeah.
And I don't like the odds.
Another PSA announcement is online dating is dangerous. And you should really invest on who you're actually talking to.
Yeah.
She was like, didn't she say I need a shower? Did she need to get cleaned up or something?
She just like got ready.
And I'm like, there's no way this girl showered in like 5 days. She looked like she was disgusting. And
she was hyper depressed.
Bad roommate too, by the way.
Terrible roommate. Oh, I would hate living with her. Honestly, the way that she died, terrible way to die, but she deserved it. Because that way, she wouldn't have been ignored.
When the girl walks in, the Kristen Stewart girl, who can't act to save her life, walks in, and that's going on in the room, do you not just leave?
Yeah.
You go to bed? And you put your headphones on? No, you leave.
Shows, I think, how often that happened. Like, if that happened every night and I had to leave my own room every night, I probably would get to the point I'm like, you know what?
Okay, but there's got to be some rules.
Oh, my gosh. There's no way I would sit there and just listen to them go at it.
She put her headphones in. She had her routine. She turned over. She kept the lights off. She put her headphones in. She went to sleep.
So I had a roommate in the military when I was in school. We called it A school, and this was only for like 6 months, but we lived together in the dorms, and we were the only ones. We rented a TV that was probably, it was one of those, do you remember, Jacob, Hannah, you might remember this, the TV VCR combos that weren't very big?
Heck yeah. We had one of those.
We had that. So we rented this from the VHS store on the Navy base, and we were the only people that had a TV in our room, so we were legit. It was like 10 bucks a week, and we had the TV there. And this guy, his name was Zach. All he ever played, I might share this in the story, pure country, constantly. Like the movie with George Strait.
Oh, you've told this story before.
I have. It just made me think about it. But then he jacks me up one day. Did I tell you that? So I'm like, I'm so sick of your stupid movie. I hate this George Strait. I mean, I went in there a lover of the George Strait, you know, sing a song about the Heartland. Like, I like it, but I like it in doses. And then next thing you know, we're about to scrap in the room. Like, I've lost my ever-loving mind about George Strait. And he's like, George Strait is the best, fool. And I'm like, yeah, he might be good the first 50 times, but every day this movie is on. So he's like 6 foot. He jacks me up, man. We're going at it. He grabs my shirt. He picks me up and throws me.
Fred.
He did. And I was like, yeah, I can't beat him up, so I'm dead at this point. But I was, and then George Strait continued to play every day. I had no rules. I couldn't stop him. So basically, he was my goth roommate.
Wait, so what you just did you experienced both pay in your for real life, rental? What it would be like for you in prison.
Yeah. Except he was watching George Strait. I wasn't having to listen to him hook up with chicks, which would have been even worse.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Just stop paying the rent for the TV.
We didn't pay rent. Well, it was free. Right. We had to live there. It was military. Like, it was just me and him in there.
Well, you said you rented $10 the TV. A week.
Oh, paying the rent on the TV. Yeah, I could have done that.
Yeah. Like, man, I'm not going to pay to listen to your crap all the time. If I'm paying, we're going to listen to my stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we're just not going to have a TV.
All he was scared at that point. He couldn't stand up to him anymore.
I couldn't stand up.
Sir, I'll put the movie in for you.
All we watched was George Strait, and we listened to Alice in Chains. That's all we did every day, and it was horrible.
Just and this remember, was back.
Yeah, I had to get a headset. Like, it was awful.
Be kind and rewind.
Yeah, we did every time. What are we renting? I'll rent what I want to rent, fool. Okay, good.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Give me the wallet.
Give me the wallet. You're paying it. I'm paying it, kind sir. You're right. I'm good. He's probably a really nice guy now. I think I felt really bad for doing it. But it is what it is.
But goth girl deserved what she got. She was being very careless and stupid.
She made really poor decisions.
Why did they kill goth girl, though? Why did they kill her, though? She had nothing to do with it.
That's a great question.
She wasn't even friends with the redhead. I mean, the redhead probably would have knifed her. She could have.
Well, I mean, she killed a lot of people who didn't really have anything to do with it.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Like, so really, made sense.
Except for the two girls. Yeah,
the only two who were actually involved were the two girls. I guess you could maybe say that the teacher was, because he's the one who taught them the legends, and that's why they were out playing that game to begin with. So sure. Maybe him. But other than that, like, she didn't need to kill the dean. I thought somebody was going back and killing she needed off to. The he whole was horrible. Watch. I agree. Terrible person, but he didn't have anything to do.
That makes this movie so much more stupid, what you just said, because she did the urban legend before she took this class. So you do this urban legend and kill somebody, and then you're like, let me take an urban legend class so I can rehash this out of my life that I did this terrible thing and tried to act like I didn't. Why would you take that class?
It was just a writing class. And then he just happened to be talking about urban legends. Which that Wouldn't scene want... was funny in the classroom.
Oh, when he's like,
was.
He has the guy eat the popcorn.
You're so getting suspended for that, or at least expelled for doing that.
With all the callbacks in this movie, I don't understand why they didn't have Robert Englund wearing a sweater that looked like Freddy Krueger as a professor. Like, this is Freddy Krueger.
See, all I could think of this whole time that Brad was watching this movie is going to be like, we need more slashing in this movie. We need more Freddy.
Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a HopeCast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the HopeCast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the HopeCast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
We need some killing. We do.
Enough? There was a lot of killing in this.
There was.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
And they were, like, pretty decent kills, I feel like.
Although, when the stupid principal finally gets it, like, the security guard literally left, like, 2 seconds ago. You're going to tell me she didn't hear any of that screaming and craziness going on?
Yeah.
Like, That was.
I don't know how she got around so fast. Because, like, the night of the party, people were just dying all over the place.
She was quick.
She had to have been running.
She was
talking about Rebecca. You talking about Gayheart?
Took time to kill the dog.
Why is she killing the dog?
Right. That was so mean.
Why is she kill? For one, we haven't even talked about Jared Leto yet in this movie. I went to a Jared Leto concert one time. He's the lead singer for 30 Seconds to Mars. And I was like, that's the dude from My So-Called Life, man. The dude is so weird, man. He is, to watch him in this movie and then to see him as the Joker in Suicide Squad, he's a weird dude.
Looks like Jesus in a lot of these pictures.
He's in the new Tron.
He's in the Neutron?
The Neutron coming out. Hmm. So, but you can tell he is not liked by Lex Luthor from Smallville in this movie at all. Mm. Like, they don't like each other.
Right.
Like, why are they friends? And this guy thinks nothing. He can't get away from just the newspaper, which is comical because who's. Even MTD quit getting the newspaper. Like, who gets a newspaper?
Well, this is the
90s. Well, I mean, this was, you know, a while
but his,
ago.
But it's a dying business, is what I'm thinking. This guy.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. And he's got a beeper, which brings me back to the beeper. We almost had a beeper in the faculty. We definitely have a beeper in this movie. So is he a drug dealer?
I had a beeper.
You had a beeper? I wanted one because I thought if I had a beeper, the chicks could page me.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any chicks to page me.
I don't understand the point of those, like how
okay,
they work.
Okay, let me give you a quick synopsis. Beeper
because so a pager she doesn't respond to our text.
Your pager had a phone number, okay. And someone would call that phone number, and then they would type in the phone number they needed you to call back. So then all of a sudden, your beeper would go off, and it would show a phone number. Then you would run to a payphone, put 25 cents in, and call this person to hook up with your friends or see who was going on.
That sounds like so much work.
Or you could start like typing messages like hello, or if you really need them to call quickly, you'd be like 911 because it's an emergency, you need to call. But then the stupidest thing happened with pagers. Okay. So then what happened was pagers like, you know what? Let's add voicemail. So then you would get a page, it would tell you to check your voicemail. So you'd have to pay 25 cents at the payphone to listen to your voicemail just for your friend to go, hey, call me. So now I got to waste another 25 cents to call my friend. It was dumb. But pagers were amazing. Everybody should have had a pager.
That does nothing about that process sounds amazing. It sounds expensive and time consuming.
No, pager was like, it was like $4 a month. It was dirt pagers, cheap.
I wanted a pager so bad. I thought I would look super cool if I had a pager.
You got to go use a payphone every 2 seconds for everything and pay for calls.
Not if you're at home with your corded phone. But yeah, sometimes when you're out in the street, yeah, you had to go to a payphone.
Hannah, you don't understand. You didn't grow up in the era where if MTD is on the phone, you're not getting your calls.
That's true.
So the pager would at least let you know the chick is like letting you know she's thinking about you. Like Kristen would page me and I'd be like, oh yeah, Kristen wants me. Or, and then you just call her back when you can.
If you were super cool and you were sitting at home all day chatting with the babes online, your friends could still get a hold of you through your pager because your phone line was blocked up by AOL.
See, I didn't have AOL as a high schooler.
Come on.
You're a few years behind me, though. Like, we didn't have that at our house. We had Prodigy, because I remember I liked Prodigy, and I could see the score, like the box score of the Hornet game the night before. But, like, I didn't have an avenue to chat with chicks when I was in high school. I mean, I already told y'all last week I would have snapped the teachers. 100%.
But if you had a pager, like Brad said, they were 100% associated. If you had a pager, every adult assumed you were some type of hooligan, drug dealer. Yeah.
Or a doctor. Only people who had pagers were cool people. MTD's right. You missed out on so much. I was born in the wrong generation. Why couldn't you have had me in 97, Dad? I mean, seriously.
I'm born in 82. What do you mean? And I got to experience all that.
Yeah, I think that I didn't get my first email till like 2000.
2024.
Until I started this podcast. I didn't get my first cell phone till like 2002. I think it was 2.
Yeah, that's about when I got my first cell
phone. Yeah, I remember I didn't have a phone. Like, oh man, those are the days. I did miss out on a lot though. If only I'd have been born. I remember party lines. Now, he missed out on a real lot. I mean, he had party lines. So there was that. Kristen, my wife, had party lines. She's like, back in Ohio, I'd pick the phone up and we'd hear another family talking. So.
We had to wind up the phone.
That's what they were called, is party lines? The house
party lines. Yeah. Hannah, I used to call the operator. They had like this little library thing where you could call a number and they'd read a book to you, like a recording.
Mm-hmm.
And you would just sit there and listen to a book.
So y'all just had Alexa, but with more steps.
Yeah, it wasn't basically. Really Alexa.
You want to know the weather? You call a number and it'll tell you the weather.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you literally had Alexa with more steps.
Or check the time. And there's a funny episode of Seinfeld where Kramer starts doing movie phone. So if you want to know movie show times, you call a number called movie phone, and it'd be like, Urban Legends at 8. And 9 o'clock at the Regal Cinema.
Yeah,
you would never know the hardships we had to go through.
The hardships.
You got the newspaper, so I would always look at the movies in the newspaper and be like, oh, what's showing?
Although we kind of talked about, I think that time era would fit Hannah perfectly because she didn't have to worry about not reading her messages because there was no such thing as messages to read.
Sounds great.
She would like that.
If you
weren't
home, no one's getting a hold of you.
No, and I would make no effort to return your page.
So, Jacob, the question is, if all three of us grew up in that era, would Hannah be our friend in the late 90s?
Or would she not? My friend? I don't know about you.
I wouldn't have ever met you.
If we were all the same age.
No, she's saying if we're all the same age. I think, no, I would not be Hannah's friend because I was the goth kid. So most people did not be like, hey, let me be friends with that guy.
I probably would have hung out with you. I hung out with all sorts. My friend group when I...
Okay.
Long time
ago. She wouldn't have been my friend because I would have just snapped every available girl in my high school if I had a Snapchat.
Hannah would be like,
if you annoyed me, I would have
blocked you. He's like 4 feet
tall. She'd be like, you're too short to be my friend.
No, I would have felt fine being your friend because you like you were shorter. I'd be like, I know we will only ever be friends.
Oh, you got friend zoned.
I want to stay in the friend zone. I'm totally cool with that. Gary, though, he might not want to be in the friend zone. Or Troy.
Well, that's just too bad for them. That is where they are.
So, back to this movie. So, they put the dog in there. I think one of the best kills is the guy from Smallville when she Drano's him in the toilet.
That was so bad.
Horrible way to die, man. That would be the worst. Some pop rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, horrible way to go. And how in the world is she strong enough to make these kills? It goes back to the, I just don't think it's possible.
It goes back to what we talked about in I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yep.
That ain't.
Yep.
There's no way she's flinging up that rope and pulling him up that tree. Not happening.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't even think I could because Joshua Jackson's a big dude. Like, I don't think I could.
Couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's just dead weight that she's lifting up. And how is she in school and then she's planning these contraptions to... She? Oh, my gosh. She's a disciple of John Kramer.
I knew this was coming.
She's a disciple of John Kramer.
Hello, Rebecca. Would you like to play a game? I'm going to teach you how to do urban legends on a bunch of dorks. Are you ready?
But like Hannah said at the beginning, they're like it was so unrealistic at the end because she was like basically you've traversed the entire campus and killed like six people within a matter of like 2 minutes.
Yep.
Simultaneously.
It's so unrealistic.
Like she had to have been sprinting from location to location between the party house.
How tall?
Between the college. Where else?
The radio station.
The radio station. Yeah.
She was that part. Yeah. She was in a lot of locations.
It makes me sad to think that she is now 54 years old. Wow, man. But she is.
Who?
I'm looking up her height. I want to see how tall she is. She is. She's 5'6". She's like my. There's no way she's making any of these kills. She's probably 5'6", 95 pounds total.
Yeah.
I don't think she had an ounce of fat on her body. And we're supposed to believe that she's killing Smallville, Lex Luthor, Joshua Jackson, Freddy Krueger, who's at least every bit of 6 foot, the old timer who's running the school. They don't kill Foxy Brown. They got to keep her around, the sassy lady, the cop, the rent-a-cop.
Yeah.
She should, oh man, she should be in Paul Blart Mall Cop. Like, there should be a crossover. I tell you how to run the mall, Paul.
I love her.
He's like, she was funny. We needed her in this movie. But
actually, out of all of them, the most realistic kill that she could have done was the principal because she cut his Achilles tendon and then just let the car.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That she could have done. But I want to say, I think better movie if, because I misremembered this movie because I'm watching it with Max and I'm like, I know who the killer is in my mind. And Max kept going, I think it's this person. I'm like, no, I don't think it's that one.
Who
I kept,
did Max
you know,
think
taking
it was?
Him off the snip. He thought it was the redhead at first because she was always around all the murders, which I would have definitely assumed that too.
Mm-hmm.
Then he thought it was the janitor, and I said, Max, you will learn in all horror movies, the creepy dude you spend little time with is not going to be the killer. Like, that's just to throw you off the scent. I think better movie if Jared Leto, I thought he was the killer. I remembered it as he was the killer because he wanted to create more stories that he could write on and be successful.
That's who I thought.
Right.
That's how I remembered it. I thought I remembered him as the killer. He's not the killer. Better movie though, if she is in there chained up and then he walks in and he's like, "We planned this from the start. We have you now." Like that's the man. Him and Rebecca Gayhart are lovers. And they've just been wooing her into this, and then they kill her at the end.
I thought when he walked in at the end that he was,
he's like,
And I was like, this confirms it. This is exactly like How I Met You Last Summer, because she had a male sidekick person.
Yeah.
I thought
the same thing.
I thought it was somebody who was going back and killing off everyone who was around for the original murder 25 years earlier. That would have made sense, because they were killing the teacher. They went after the dean who actively tried to cover everything up. That was the storyline that made sense. And then it had nothing to do with that. And I was like, what? So why'd you kill the dean?
Yeah, better movie, right. Jared Leto killer, I think, with her. Like, because then it would have made more sense. You would have been like, okay, he was the one raising up Joshua Jackson when he was hanging. Similar scene in Gunslingers, Jacob, where they're getting hung right. And they need to touch the floor to not. You're dead quick. Like, if somebody's hanging me and I can barely touch, you're dying, right? There's no.
Yeah.
Or your brain dead.
All of these ways of dying were really terrible. Like, the first one was being hung because he's just, like, waiting for her to pull away with the car, but trying to tell her not to. Then the one with the roommate, much as I didn't like her, like, she was so close to, she could have been saved, but, like, not close enough. And just, they were terrible kills.
The beheading was at least the quick and most painless one, right? Like, it just was quick.
That's true. The first one, yeah.
I'd want to be beheaded. If I had to choose in this movie, I'd really just chop my head off.
Yeah.
Of the deaths. Because I feel like the Drano Pop Rocks would be a horrible death. In my mind. Achilles tendon wouldn't be that bad, but then you're getting rammed into the tire thing.
Yeah, that would not feel great.
Necks, like, into the spikes. Ran over by car. That's a terrible way to go, too.
Yeah.
And it was a slow death, because you could see his hand shaking until it finally stopped.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that either. Mm-mm.
There's no way Tara Reid's getting up and walking away from when she fell off, like, the third story of that railing.
No, lands that on the ground.
Your legs are broken. You're done. Yeah.
How did I forget? I forgot to even talk about her in this movie. Yeah, she's very forgivable. She's running a 90s version of a podcast, like, call-in show, radio. Yeah, I used to listen to these two, Hannah. You probably remember that. They would do, like,
not good, though.
Yeah, her advice is terrible. I don't know why you would even want her advice. Tara Reid is, this was pre-American Pie Tara Reid. So,
it is.
So, like, American Pie, was that 99 or 98?
99.
Okay, so this is pre-American Pie. I've never been a big Tara Reid fan. I don't feel like she offers much.
No. I don't think,
and she's 50
most
this
of them
year.
Didn't offer much in this movie.
She is 50 years old this year. I can't even. I feel so old. I'm trying to look. Was this her first movie? Her first? No, she did. She did The Big Lebowski. She was Bunny Lebowski in '98. Urban Legend. This was one of her first.
Hold up.
First big movie. Urban Legend.
Do you know
was
who
it?
Actually?
And then she did Cruel Intentions, and then American Pie.
You know who actually played the killer in this movie?
Who?
Not
the girl?
A man. No, not in all those scenes. This dude's like 64 now. Like a stunt actor person. Let me see. He's I'm trying to see like how big he is. Because it was a big dude, like wide shoulders, whoever was actually walking around doing the killings until they decided to take off the mask.
Right.
And then turn it into a female magically.
Well, Matt Hannah, Berman. That brings me to the point. My wife texted me, "Are you ready to eat?" So
No.
She said the food is getting cold. Do we have any trivia, Hannah?
Okay. I had a couple things. There were not very many funny things about this movie. But originally, Sarah Michelle Gellar was offered the role of Sasha, but turned it down due to scheduling. And then Jennifer Love Hewitt and Reese Witherspoon were also approached for lead roles. They also turned it down.
And they said no more.
Rebecca... What?
No, I'm listening. What were you going to say?
Rebecca Gayhart was deliberately directed to be super, like, extra bubbly in her role so that when the reveal happened, it would be even more shocking.
Then
with the dog in the microwave scene, the filmmakers used a fake stuffed dog for the aftermath, and cast members joked that the prop looked so fake it was more sad than scary.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Jacob, do you have any bad reviews?
I got three, and they're very short. So this one's for Brad. Sweet 30 Seconds to Mars music video.
that's good. I like that.
This one said, I couldn't wait for this movie to Urban Ledge end.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. I like that too.
And then this things that made me dislike this movie. One, horrible acting from half of the main cast. Two, the dog getting killed in the microwave.
I have some good reviews here. I have one from, this is from E. Smith, March 2nd, 2025. Nice movie. He just had to let us know. Wow. But this is one from Corey Foster. Cool. Just like Scream, beats down I Know What You Did Last Summer. It just lets you know it's better. This person, Paul Jr., writes, legend. Not a bad movie. It will keep you guessing who is the killer. The colors in this film are perfect. The location is beautiful. And the acting is pretty darn good. This movie should be in your collection. Pay the money and you will not be sorry. Urban legends are scary. Oh, my gosh.
Pay the money.
I would not want to watch a movie with this guy.
Where are you paying money?
Yeah, I wouldn't watch this. It feels like the kills many horror movies is sex scenes. Everyone expects sex in it. A great movie doesn't need sex in it. He's very anti-sex in a movie. It can be done without good taste and imagination. This is a great movie. Well, okay, Paul. Thank you. Hannah, First Lady, movie torture, movie gold.
Yes. I give this movie gold. It's kind of the same thing. I would never watch it again. But as a... like mystery thriller type movie, I think it fits. Even though it's a copycat, but still. The kills were good, in my opinion.
They were. Jacob.
And also I was donating, hold on, I have to say this. I was donating plasma.
Plasma? Why are you watching this?
This lady, she's donating plasma for money while watching a crappy movie, Urban Legend, from 1998. That might amazing. Be the saddest story of all, Hannah.
That's awesome.
I was watching it, and of course it's like very small on my screen, but one of the jump scenes got me. And I like reacted really strong. And tried to play it off. I got so scared. I was like, oh my gosh. I hope nobody saw that.
That's amazing.
Wow. That's the best. Jacob?
Well, for this one, I never want to watch it again. And it is getting a big old movie torture. The acting was terrible. The story was dumb.
What?
There was nothing great about this movie. And especially after just watching... The Faculty definitely was a torture.
Okay, Jacob, first off, this is hands down movie gold. And no. Yeah, it is. This is, I would never watch it again. But this is way better than I Know What You Did Last Summer from this year. 100% way better.
That doesn't make it gold.
It makes it gold to me. And
my standards are very low, Jacob.
My standards are very, very low. This movie's movie gold. It had some good... It took me back to when I saw this in the theater as a young 20-year-old man.
A young whippersnapper.
Wanting to see the Noxzema girl. So, yeah. I gave this movie gold. And I'll stand by it.
You're letting nostalgia cloud your judgment.
Probably.
What are movies for, if not nostalgia?
That's for true. Nostalgia. You're not wrong.
As we wrap this up, we are going into November... And we have a cool announcement. We're going to be joining Love on the Pod this month. So there'll be an episode in November where we are joined by the cast of Love on the Pod. If you're not following them, you should. They're a great podcast about Hallmark movies. So I'm pretty sure we're going to be doing Full House, the behind the scenes unauthorized biography of Full House, Hannah, which you'll have to find on YouTube. It's going to be fun. They haven't entered the world, our world, before, so they need to be ready for a lot of jokes. And yeah, let's pray for them. But anyway, good things happening next month. Stay tuned, and we will see you guys next month on Movie Torture. My name is Brad. For the First Lady, for MTD, for Jacob, my name is Brad. We'll see you next month on Movie Torture.